Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive. Yeah.
Cardi body, where you got to add more than about a billion. Just wanna feel ya and get familiar. The body where you got to add more than about a trillion. I just wanna feel ya, I wanna steal ya, girl.
All set, she gorgeous. I'ma pay your mortgage. I'ma buy your Christian Louboutin, you can't afford it. But take you on a trip, cause I know that you're. Christian Dior scraping on the floor when we board. My booty rolling, she go slow motion, I stroke it. There's something about you, you know you special, you golden. Smoking gas like I'm Willie Nelson in Belgium. Like the handyman with the hammer, I nailed it. Come and ride with a G-fly, then a feather. Hit it from the back, I'm busting like Beretta. Put up in my Lamborghini when I met her. Your nigga kept on cheating and I know you fed her. If you wanna keep your lady, better keep your bread up. I had her in my mansion, told her put her leg up. Smack the bell, wrapped it in Chanel from her head up. Girl, you just like an angel, did you come from heaven?
You keep it hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy you turn up and I give me the pose. Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy you turn up and I give me the pose. My girl, let me take you for an evening cruise. Tell you, say you just can't lose. Giddy up, baby girl, don't get confused. Because the body where you got to add more than about a billion. Just wanna feel ya and get familiar. The body where you got to add more than about a trillion. I just wanna feel ya, wanna steal ya, girl.
That you're talking, I feel you, girl, you look familiar. Living luxury, babe, we not regular civilians. I'm a superhero, but what's a villain, more in a million. Got the noodles every time that we in the bin. Walking in with them ball minds out of the sun. And I followed all you, get this rap, and y'all, that's my son. Don't get the dedication, you put this, they gon' be number one. Came from the bum, serving crumb, just stallions.
Hundreds of bottles and beautiful models. 100. I wanna sing to a Quavo Sinatra. She know that I'm young, but she loving my posture. She told me get rid of all my chicks on my roster. Okay, okay, okay.
bird. She catch your body cause she have a. And she won't say a word. She gon' ride against the world cause that's my girl. Celine bag was a dream bag. When she woke up in the morning, let her sing that.
Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy you turn up and I give me the pose. Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy you turn up and I give me the pose. My girl, let me take you for the evening cruise. Tell you say you just can't lose. Giddy up, baby girl, don't get confused. Because the body where you got to add more than about a billion. Just wanna feel ya and get familiar. The body where you got to add more than about a trillion. I just wanna feel ya. Wanna steal ya, girl.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio, Friday Night Live. Looks like one of my co-hosts chimed in. Tonight, we're going to get to them right after this song. Some more new music for the weekend. Trey Songz. This is called One by One. Just you and me, one by one, or one on one. Let's just do it.
I waited. I took time. Yeah, I spent it. First time in a minute that I worked this hard, that I worked this hard. Thank God that I did it. One time, and I was in it, yeah. But one time ain't enough. I need some more. Cause there ain't nothing better than you. Got me watching every move. Like you're the only one in the room. Ooh, baby, I can't help myself. And I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking about late last night. When you put it down, had to turn around, and now it's 3 a.m. I took time, yeah, I spent it. First time, in a minute that I worked this hard, that I worked this hard. Thank God that I did it one time, and I was in it. Yeah. But one time ain't enough. I need some more. Cause there ain't nothing better than you. Got me watching every move. Like you're the only one in the room. Ooh, baby, I can't help myself. And I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking. Late last night, when you put it down, had to turn around, and now it's 3 a.m. Sauce, that sauce.
Let me get that spaghetti.
Yeah, you are now in the Monster Mix on a Friday Night Live with E Monster. You know how we do it around here every Friday night, getting y'all ready for the weekend. Sometimes I give y'all going out tips, how to pick up dates, all kinds of things. Janaic, so all right, let me go over here and check in with one of my co-hosts right quick and see what's going down, see what's happening. Janaic from, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Let's just kind of do it. So, Jungle Love herself, look out. Oh, Miss Electrifying Kim. What's good, mama? Hello.
was happening? I just got off work, but I'm sitting here talking to someone that I've been trying to tell her to call into the radio show, but she won't do it. So she's sitting, like, in her car, and I'm sitting in mine.
Oh, okay. So she's not monstrous enough tonight? She's not monstrous enough?
He said you're not monstrous enough tonight. He said you start. Oh, shit. She said she's ready for a nap.
She's ready for a nap. Give her about 10 minutes to listen to us, and you will not go to sleep, Mama. I'm telling you, you might be calling in. No, the hell they didn't.
No. 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 Okay, but yeah, Monster, what is that that's playing right now?
It's supposed to be
that.
Some background music.
No.
This is what's supposed
that's
to be.
That's that California type music.
She said, that's not working right now. Okay, okay.
You know I love you, because we live in this.
It is what it is. Right, right, and we monstrous. We don't care about nobody's feelings. You dig? Get over it. So what's going on a Friday? You know how we do it. Go ahead and give us a monstrous radio weather report. Tell the people where you're at and what's the weather like. Hello.
I am in St. Cloud, and it is a nice, warm temperature right now because I got my sunroof open and two windows. Three
up.
Windows.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
and
what's
our,
up. Yes, pretty. And you what?
Our skyline up here looks like the ones that you might see in Arizona. It looks like a Vegas skyline right now.
Oh, you're talking about where it's
like Arizona.
Red, blue. Look, see, now you don't see me way off. I was with you for a minute, dog. I was with you for a minute. but yeah. So yeah, down here in Minneapolis, if people don't know where I'm exactly at, Minneapolis, St. Paul area. It's pretty warm down here. Yeah, it's real nice. It's gonna be some sexy ass outfits going down tonight at the concerts. You dig? One of the concerts, if you guys don't know that's going down. I really didn't want to promote this. Y'all gonna think I'm petty if I tell you why. It is what it is. But MJG and 8-Ball is going to be in the house tonight. Downtown.
What?
Minneapolis getting it in. So, hey, yeah. So, if you can, get your ass down there. Actually, Octopath Maker, he's performing. Let's see. There's a couple other local artists that's performing. It's going to go down. And make sure y'all cop y'all one of their Baller Belly shirts. Them motherfuckers is hot. I'm just saying. I know our Monsters Radio shirts go hard. But some of them Baller Belly shirts is hot. I'm just saying. So, and when you buy one, let them know, hey, we heard about these shirts on Monsterous Radio, online radio, what a rock. But, yeah, they're in town tonight.
It's going to be some hot outfits out there. It's also going to be some hot-smelling ass out there, too. They didn't wash before they went out to go see the Dirty Mac, the Fatty Mac.
You said the Fatty Mac.
You need to say, because we was the 8-Ball. That's the Fatty Mac.
Right. That's what's up.
I hate y'all speaker.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm sorry I took you off because the person that I'm sitting with, she's looking at me, but she won't call the dang on number.
Mm-hmm.
She's like
nice.
Shannon Nuffy.
I'm gonna be nice. Right.
Oh, you're
she's
gonna
like,
be
I
nice.
I don't even know him like that. I don't even know him like
no.
that.
No.
You're going to get to know me. Don't make me come up there and do a live interview. I'm right down the street. I'll come up there where y'all at right now and put you on the radio, live video.
He said he will come up here right now and put you on the on live, because we live in this motherfucker, because you don't want to call because you're not monstrous. She said, nope.
Yeah, smart person. Hey, some people don't go for that bullshit. You ever try to get somebody with that bullshit, and they'd be like, yep, you right. No, I ain't going. Nope, I ain't going.
But you know what? She was like, why do you think we're friends? Because you can't get me to do stuff. That's bull crappy right now. It's bull crappy. Yes, like super bull crappy. So, yeah. So what does Monster have going on tonight?
I don't know. I'll probably just stay in the house, chill a little bit. You know what I mean? I thought about going down to the concert, but I'm in my feelings on that one.
Why?
Other things popping off. I might go pop off. Y'all don't want to know. You don't want to know. I'm petty.
Is that because you can't do no rapping right now?
No, I'll get up there and blaze that motherfucker up. Especially, oh yeah, I'll tear the house down tonight. I'm telling you, Mama, they be like, oh, E-Monster is fully back. Oh yeah, I will tear it up tonight. You dig? I will tear it up.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, sir, we have to do a conference call, sir.
Conference call? Okay.
Yeah. It's what I had texted you about the other morning.
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah.
I know everybody in the air is going to be like, what the hell are they talking about? But yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah. Anywho. So, I'm sorry that I hadn't been on like the last couple of days.
Right. It's all right. Hold on. Let me put this out there just right quick. I know y'all was like, what the hell could they be talking about? Monsters Radio, we're on a search for artists to promote, help put out there. Serious artists. Have great potential to do something great. So, we're looking for artists. Just put that out there. I'm not going to tell y'all the email because if you don't know how to get to it, then you ain't on your business. And don't call us because I need you bullshitting. But we are looking for our talent to promote shows all over and on radio, mixtapes and magazines.
Okay.
So, sorry. Go ahead. Now, you said you sorry because you didn't come in yesterday. Is that what you're talking about? On Comic Cafe?
Yeah, I've been going through a monster. I needed some urban therapy, but 9 times out of 10, the people we would have been talking to, they wouldn't have understood exactly what I was saying. So therefore, I didn't. I was in like a Debbie Downer type mood yesterday and the day before that too. That's why I didn't call in Wednesday either.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you right now, people care. Some people hit me up like, you talk to Cam? What's up with Cam? Is she doing okay? Da-da-da-da-da-da. So people are listening to us on the air, and they really care about what's going on. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's good that you're back today because I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, wait, LJ, what's going on? Be like, I don't be all in a business like that. So, yeah.
Aww. You know what I mean? So I'm sorry, my followers.
So, they care. Yeah.
Aww. Okay, I don't know who all the two people is, but I care about you too, Sugarfoot. Sugarfoot. Mm. Shannon will not call in. I gave her the number, and she just threatened me to call her mom on me. That's her laughing in the background, too.
All right, well, you know what? You know, we can mess around, too. If you can mess around and split me her phone number, I'll call her right now from the station, and she will be on the air.
I think she would
like,
shoot us both.
Probably, huh? Because I sure would prank her.
Yeah.
Talking about, yes, this local Chinese restaurant, we got your total special with tail out front. Come outside.
Okay.
Chinese food. Fuck you. Yes, you did. Come get it now, or I come kick in door. Bruce Lee, what's up?
You are aware he can call you, right? Oh, my bad. The fuck? Damn. I mean, like, straight shut down. Like, well, you are aware I don't have to answer. Okay.
I'm going to slap on the song right quick. We'll say we got somebody else that chimes in to talk on the air. So I'm going to do that, and maybe I'll tell y'all why I don't want to go to this concert. Check it out.
Yeah, I need to know that.
By a guy named Fresh. And 2 Chainz and 50 Cent. This is called Petty, Friday Night Live. We're going to open the lines again right after this.
All my bitches petty because you lying, this motherfucker.
Right.
You lying, y'all.
Not being petty, it's being honest.
It's a broke nigga slacing on the ground. I cracked the grin, I'm just being petty. My ex posted pictures of a new man, so I smashed a friend, I'm just being petty. Too fascinated with doing it big, y'all just being petty. Kicked them out of my section, made room for the chicks, I'm just being petty. So many hoes in the crowd, gave us some coke and a smile. This weed we smoking so loud, so high, I hope we come down. Yeah. I done ran the bands up, ain't nothing they can tell me. I was being patient, y'all was being petty. Now we bout to pop, spark a zig confetti. Yeah, everything else straight, we turn. In the snapback, it's a supreme shirt. Celebrate the money that the team earned. Staying too close, get your weed burnt. Watch your sparkle like it's January 1st. I been that nigga, do your research. Couple cornrows, go grill to the label. I'ma need a whole meal, cause these rappers just dessert. Started from the bottom like I'm putting pants on. Now we spilling champagne on the Samsung. I don't make trap music or dance songs. It's a bunch of other side hitters leaning fans on. Cause every day I see some broke niggas flexing on the ground. I crack the grin, I'm just being petty. My ex posted pictures of a new man, so I smashed a friend, I'm just being petty. Too fascinated with doing it big, y'all just being petty. Kicked them out of my section, made room for the chicks, I'm just being petty. So many hoes in the crowd, gave us some coke and a smile. This weed we smoking so loud, so high, I hope we come down, yeah. I done ran the bands up, ain't nothing they can tell me. I was being patient, y'all was being petty. Now we bout to pop, spark a sick of fitty, yeah.
I'm a rich nigga, still getting niggas robbed, I'm just being petty. I'm just being petty. Niggas act like they want that smoke with me, but they ain't ready.
Yeah, nigga, what's up?
When they say they gon' pull up, we been standing around waiting with the 30s.
Fuck taking so long.
I done did so much dirt, I ain't even got to get my hands dirty.
Come on.
That bitch be all in your house. What? I done been all in her mouth. Hey. Is that what this shit all about? This petty shit gotta stop, boy. Don't make me get at you, hit at you, slap the shit at you. Her pussy so good, she got you tripping through the hood. But she ain't any of you, she pretending to fuck with you hard so you can blow the bag. Kind of bitch wouldn't.
Some broke niggas flexing on the ground. I cracked the grin, I'm just being petty. My ex posted pictures of a new man, so I smashed a friend, I'm just being petty. Too fascinated with doing it big, y'all just being petty. Kicked them out of my section, made room for the chicks, I'm just being petty. So many hoes in the crowd, gave us some coke and a smile. This weed we smoking so loud, so high, I hope we come down, yeah. I done ran the bands up, ain't nothing they can tell me. I was being patient, y'all was being petty. Now we bout to pop, spark a sick of fitty, yeah.
Roll up a joint and won't pass it to no one. I'm just being petty.
I'm just being petty.
Fucking the night and the morning time. If I pay for the telly.
If I pay for the
stingy like an only child. I'ma hold it down. Spend a couple thou for a pack of loud. Nigga, I was fronting you backing down, 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 down. This is a part of the me. Look at my roof. Like damn, it's so tarted to me. I sold the bass like I was part of the beat. Fuck you on all of the sheets. Yeah. I went to work with them plastic bags, I stuff them, they ready.
Stuff them, they ready.
I treat it like belly, my folks in the cell, I still gotta sell it. Hello.
Some broke niggas flexing on the ground, I cracked the grin, I'm just being petty. My ex posted pictures of a new man, so I smashed a friend, I'm just being petty. Too fascinated with doing it big, y'all just being petty. Kicked them out of my section, made room for the chicks, I'm just being petty. So many hoes in the crowd, gave us some coke and a smile. This weed we smoking so loud, so high, I hope we come down, yeah. I done ran the bands up, ain't nothing they can tell me. I was being patient, y'all was being petty. Now we bout to pop, spark a sick of fitty, yeah.
Monsters Radio Live, Petty Radio, Fresh featuring 2 Chainz and 50 Cent, that's Petty. On a Friday Night Live, DJ E Monster, Miss Electrifying Kim. And Kim, let's go over here and see who else this is over here. I think this might be to do with 2 G's. What's good, Mr. Wick?
Hey, what's happening, man? What's going on? Oh,
what's good, my brother?
Hey, my future ex baby daddy husband.
Friday Night Live. I'm just being petty, that's all.
Right, right.
Thank you.
What y'all up to, man? How y'all doing this good Friday, man?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, hey, bro, you know how we do it. Go ahead and slap it out there right quick. Give us a Monsters Radio weather report. Tell the people where you at and what's the weather like. Hello.
Well, you know, it's KCMO. You know, it's hotter than the actual degrees. I mean, right now it's about 65 degrees, you know, feeling real good outside. But, you know, it's getting hot out, so people getting shot. You know, it's all kind of stuff. So it's actually hotter than 65 degrees. It's probably 165 around this motherfucker. Real, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Man. You know, every day I look at Facebook, man, somebody got hit up in KC. So, man, I'm just hoping that, you know, tonight be a good night, a good weekend for the for KCMO. Nobody get hurt, man.
Right, real talk, real talk. Yeah, it's affecting the Twin Cities as well. Yeah, I always tell people always, whenever it starts heating up, motherfuckers start dropping off like flies. Real spit. One thing I do want to say for the summer, is that my phone messing up like that? It could be.
I hear it too.
I just want to say, fellas, men, women, adults, learn to use them hands, man, for real. If you're going to get into an altercation with somebody, learn to use them hands. And just because you got your ass beat don't mean you're still not a great person. But some of y'all be scared to get beat up. At least I look at the person and be like, all right, you was at least bad enough to beat my ass. You dig? Okay, you better not. We better not have to go through this again next time because I'm going to get you. I see what your little move is. But I take my L today. I can live with that. And dust yourself off and keep it moving. Don't make it where you're pulling a pistol. You got to go to jail now. It's just like a funeral. Same thing. You're going away for a long time. You dig? I'm just saying, there are some things people ain't thinking about on a Friday night. When you go out tonight, you've been drinking. Have a little patience. You dig? Compassion for mankind. We all been drinking. No need to do all that extra shit. If you end up in a spot where there's somebody, you know you and this motherfucker are going to get into it. Don't feel bad for being a bigger man and saying, bro, let's just hit another bar. Let's start all over with a whole new squad of new chicks. You dig? Just go ahead and just, you know what I mean? Because a lot of times people be in the spots and be like, man, fuck that. I'm not going nowhere. Boop, 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 boop. But you live to see another day. I'm just saying, something to think about. Friday Night Live. Because I'm going to be talking this shit all summer.
Night Live.
All summer. Yeah. All summer. For real.
We can talk about it all we want to. But if people's not following through with it, then we just going to be wasting our breath.
I mean, that's true. What it is, too, man, I'm going to tell you like this. And this is a subjective, you know, statement, but and it's generalizing. But at the same time, it's true. You know, a lot of the times, you know, when people get upset and get the one to shoot and fight and all that, you know what I mean, it'd be behind a woman, you know, a lot of the time. But my homeboy, I just got done cutting hair. That's what took me so long to call in. Yeah, that's what happened to me yesterday. You know what I mean? I had to do my thing. But yeah, I'm talking to him. He was like, man, somebody shot at me the other night. I'm like, what? I'm like, what happened? He's like, man, all I was doing, I was in the middle of the road, but I did move. I'm like, okay, my bad, bro. Dude started talking smack. He got down to the other end and then leaned out of his truck and shot at him.
Damn.
Like, what? He's like, the only reason I knew he was shooting at me because I could hear the bullet skipping across the ground because he was uphill, I guess. Yeah, it was crazy.
Damn.
I was like, when I heard that, y'all was like, yeah. You know, and then my homeboy want to go out tonight. I'm like, nah. I'm good. But what y'all up to on this good Friday night, man? What I missed, man? I'm going to have to go back to the archives, man. But no, I missed a hell of a show last night.
Oh,
I didn't call in last night.
Oh, you didn't call in? Okay. How you not going to call in? You were the therapist.
The therapist needed a therapist.
Oh, damn. It be that way sometimes.
Yeah, I needed a fucking therapist.
Man. Yeah. So, what's tonight's subject? I mean, what we on tonight? I just called in and I heard, you know, I'm just being petty, you know.
Well, you know, usually.
Yeah, Monster, why you say that?
You know, usually Friday night we just slack the music out. I think I might have to switch my headphones or something because I don't know what's up with the damn reception for me right now. Big shout out to the person from 612. We see you over there. Remember, you got to press one if you want to talk. But, yeah, there's not really a topic tonight. You know, Fridays, I just usually spin music to get people ready for the weekend. You know what I mean? I usually go out a couple parties going on, some events that's going on across, around the world if I got them. stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, if y'all want to talk about something, I need to give out, like, tips, like, help people pick somebody up, or ladies, don't put all that extra shit on your face. You know what I mean? I don't want to
wash your ass. Make sure you hit them hot spots.
Right. Yeah. But, all right, I'm going to let you guys talk a little bit.
Right.
If I can switch my, I'm going to see if I can switch my, how I'm getting a reception with you guys, and then, yeah. So you guys go ahead. I'll be right back. Give me like a hot second.
Okay. Well, Wig, Monty said that it's supposed to be like some concerts. 8-Ball and MJE supposed to be here tonight.
And they're coming out hard. I remember when that came out. They're coming out hard, too. Real.
The Fatty Mac.
Yeah. You already know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go in the house, but yeah.
You know what? That might
be about to party too.
Huh?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Kim. That might be you. Let's check right quick. So, did you say there was anything going on in our cases?
I mean, I know it is supposed to be. Dang, what the hell they say was coming tonight? Man, I done forgot, bro. But we got some famous folks in the town tonight too. Whoever you is, shout out to you. I just don't remember who you is.
Right. Well, hey, they ain't paying you. It's not your job. You dig? But yeah, I don't think that was you.
Right.
I think it just might be something with the system right now. So you're back live again.
Okay. Okay. You know, my bootleg little Johnny phone always works sometimes.
Right. Oh, whatever. She said, like Charlie Brown. Womp, womp, womp.
You know, don't start with me just because you didn't sit there and change your profile picture.
Oh, he got a new profile picture, huh? He hot shit on the stick, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got a new profile picture, huh? You got the girls chasing you, huh?
What? I'm going to play a song right quick. If y'all can, hang up, call right back. Just hopefully that'll adjust everything. And, yeah, after this song, we'll come right back on. So do that.
All right,
yeah, we'll be right back, you guys. The new French Montana is called No Pressure, featuring Future. New music, hot music, Friday Night Live.
Chopper, chopper, Blaine, he a copper too. Ain't gonna say no names, he a robber too.
You don't want no pressure. 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 Hopping that phone calls 40D. 100,000 blowing that in LD. And that's why bitches fuck with me. Cause a nigga flip flop like he's standing on the beach. Hopping up stage, got my diamonds dirty. Shit to make my other bitch proud. Brody in that kitchen and he whipping up the dress. Every time you call, I be like, look, little hoe, don't stress me. You know I tuck the nine like a motherfucking fresh. If you want it, you can get it if you want to learn your lesson. You don't want no pressure. 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 want no pressure. You don't 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 want no pressure.
Chop, chop, bang, they was looking for him. I ain't gonna say no names, probably looking for him. Chop, chop, bang, they was looking for him. I ain't gonna say no names, probably looking for him.
Chop it, chop it, Blaine, he a copper too. Ain't gon' say no names, he a robber too. Chop it, chop it, Blaine, he a copper too. Ain't gon' say no names, he a robber too.
You don't want no pressure. 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 You don't want no pressure.
Yeah, trying to stay away from this pressure. Hoping his line works this time. So, all right, we're back with Mr. Twig with 2 G's and also Mr. Electrifying Kim. Get in Friday Night Live. All right. Oh, looks like
it might nope, still it didn't work. It's still there.
You know what? I didn't hang up. So it might be me. Hold on. Let me check. So, all right, let's see. You guys. I'm trying to think of a topic, something, and give you guys at least 2 minutes so I can hang up and call back.
Well, I got a topic.
Okay, what's the topic? I'm going to listen to it, and then I'm going to hang up.
Book It Friday.
You said Freak It Friday or Fuck It Friday. What'd you say?
Fuck It Friday. You know I've changed to Fuck It Friday.
Oh, shit, I wish. Shit, I wish somebody would Fuck It Friday.
Oh, I am, because I'm about to drop some tea on y'all's ass.
Okay. I'll let you
know. Okay, so I've been having my eyes on this particular individual. And I talked to him yesterday, and I was like, you going to be my boo thing? He was like, what does that entail? And then I told him what all it entailed, and he was like, all right. Okay. So, I've been watching this person for I don't know how long.
Did it stop cracking? Oh, go ahead, my bad.
No, what did you say?
I was saying for a hot second. I was saying for a hot second, did it stop cracking at all?
No.
No. I don't hear no crackle.
I hear it.
You
hear up here, though.
Yeah. Hold up. I got a fan on. Let me turn my fan off. Let me see if that's what y'all hear.
No. It would be more like somebody listening like on a speakerphone or something like that. Or say like if somebody was trying to listen to the show on the computer and talk at the same time, they would do this.
Ah. Gotcha. Because I was like, I know I'm good. All right, now get back to this story. Who you holler at us?
Okay, I did. I can't tell you who I've been watching.
Oh, well, I mean, we don't know him anyway.
I don't know if you do or you don't. I ain't confirming or denying anything. The only thing I know is that I've been watching this individual for more than 3 years.
Hmm. Okay, I missed something. You saying you like somebody?
No, I said I've been eyeballing. I've been recklessly eyeballing.
Recklessly. That sounds like
super.
I don't give a fuck eyeball. Like I don't give a fuck. I'm looking. I'm eyeballing. That sounds like some. You know, I'll take my eye out and look at you and put it back.
Look, let me tell you. I don't give a fuck, and he don't give a fuck either.
Ah, so he knows.
Yes,
he
does.
He knows.
Yes, he does. He knows.
So when's the first date?
He knows that we're not. The first date is probably, I don't even know, but it's going to be a misunderstanding for him.
Oh, uh-oh. My.
Uh-oh, spaghetti-o. I've been plotting on this individual. You know, it's always a good thing when you plotting on the dudes, cause they don't know what the fuck you got up in store for them.
Man, I got something like fun. I want to be in that spot. Boy, you hear that, E-Monster?
Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want somebody to look at me.
She is. You feel like,
oh. Yeah. We've been doing a little dry flirting, you know, here and there. But it's going to be a full on misunderstanding and furniture moving.
You know what?
Well, I'll just take the furniture
really,
on
really
out then.
What? What'd you say, Mom?
I said, this background is really, really killing me right now. So I'm going to try one more thing. Sorry. We can pick up right here again, but I'm going to play a song. I'm going to try one more thing. I got to get rid of that damn thing. It's just killing me right now. So check it out. This is Juice G. If you're in the Twin Cities or anywhere else, request this from your DJ. Juice G Live Sosa. Fuck up.
Fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I can't fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
I swear to God,
the spring,
ready.
The fall, and the winter, yeah.
What's that?
The spring,
yeah.
The fall,
yeah.
And the winter,
let's
yeah.
Go, let's go.
You thinking, bruh,
yeah.
That I ain't come on a mission.
Damn.
Like I ain't come here to blow speakers out or get reckless with bad intent. I adapt to all elements. Bumble, you say this is heaven sent.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been waiting to see me slip, plotting a whole bunch of extra shit. Far from the truth is how niggas spit. But now I'm here to set the damn record straight.
Yeah.
Too deep been a beast in this bitch. Don't need no approval, I'm known to fuck up the place. Swear to God, I feel like I'm Thor. Any moment I'm bringing the thunder.
Yeah.
Got mother nature in the feeling.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm
the
old
the spring,
back up.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
Cause y'all niggas thought I was doing something.
The fall
before.
And the winter, yeah.
Got niggas from my city putting on. Shout out to BB the roster.
Yeah.
Only rate my city pop off.
Yeah.
Keep something that knock niggas socks off.
Yeah.
They feeling like Juju can't make it hit. More reason than knock niggas blocks off.
Look,
can't lie, I'm getting cocky right now. From you heavyweights, I'm feeling like Rocky right now. Getting loud, little niggas stand down. Cause there's nothing for niggas to bring the ruckus to the boondocks, pal. That nigga there showing out.
Showing out.
Something that most niggas don't know about. And the way that I see you niggas, man, regardless. So why not show niggas I'm heartless?
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
I'm charged,
y'all. I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm so charged.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
That's what I do, man.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Monsters Radio Live, Friday Night Live. So, all right, let's bring it back. Let's go ahead and try this again. Hopefully, we won't get no feedback. But all right, y'all. Oh, there it goes. I hear it already. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I think it's the system, the new system.
You say what?
Yeah, I think it's the system. Because it sounds like it's a different system, or they didn't revamp it or something. Because now when you play the song,
and you mute us out, it doesn't say muted.
No, we told Monster that one last week. It's just a beep, but the and there is interference running just a little bit though.
That's probably all them damn electrodes going off in my brain.
Yeah, as you guys are talking, I'm jumping back and forth. I notice it doesn't come in as bad when I mute myself. You know what I mean? When it's you guys talking, we might get a little bit from Kim, but it's not as much. But I notice when I got it like now I can hear my stuff start to do it. But when Kim talks and I got mine open, it like goes crazy, crazy. So I'm just going to mute out just for a little bit.
Okay. I was just on Facebook, and I saw that Lena Horne passed away.
Lena Horne?
Yes. She's a jazz singer. She was an actress. She pretty much, she was like up there that paved the way for the black women. That's like in show business. She couldn't socialize with the Caucasian people that she was entertaining, but she was allowed to entertain them. So, yes, Lena Horne was 92, but I'm about to check TMZ. In case y'all don't know, if you ever hear something like a celebrity or whatever passes, you can always go to TMZ, and whatever you see on TMZ, that pretty much is what it is, because Harry Levin, or the man that owns it, he's a lawyer, and he knows that he could get sued for putting out wrong or false information.
Kim, he told you you're about to get sued for promoting another company on Monsters Radio and they don't pay us. I'm back on mute. Oops.
Right.
For real, I mean, you are on party tonight. I mean, like, wow. I don't think I like this shit with this phone. He can just come on in when he wants. We don't even know. He like the boogeyman or something.
I'm telling you, so did you. He get the power. That's gonna be one of them. Like you cursed. It's going down. Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live. You know what I mean? So hey,
because we live in this motherfucker, y'all.
So you know what I heard? And what do y'all think about this? And I don't know if it's true or not, but I hear that barbers got a lot of kids. Y'all ever heard that before?
No, but seeing that you said that, I have an ex that has 7 kids, and guess what he went to school for?
Barbering.
Yes.
Whew.
So is it you're becoming a barber?
Hold on, I was going to say something. I'm going to try to put you guys on mute, see if I get the crack, and I'm still trying to work this out at the same time. But I'll tell you why there be so many barbers with so many kids, because that's how they dodging their damn child support. You got 2 or 3, and she's trying to hit your ass up. You better go to barber school. Hit me with them tips, honey. I need that cash money. You need a barber, bro? I'll come to your crib. Cut it in your kitchen. Yang, yang, put down some newspaper. You dig? I'm just saying, like it's a new puppy. That's why there's so many barbers. But I think Kim was about to get to the thing. I'm thinking, okay, Mr. Barber, is it true that they all got a lot of kids? I'm back on mute.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. This is a story that I heard in school by the owner. You know, shout out to my barber school. Since we ain't paying, Monsters Radio ain't getting paid, I ain't going to say the name, but shout out. But it's a story that I heard where a barber was in there cutting hair in the shop, okay? And lady comes in, catches her eye. Now, mind you, the barber married, okay? So one day he hooks up with her, and I guess it must have been good to him because he kept on hooking up with her. Okay, so one day, his wife calls him from the shop, like, baby, where you at? He's like, I'm at the shop, baby. I'm about to about to be through there, woo to woo, woo to woo, woo to woo. Say, okay, all right. She then called this nigga from the shop on her cell phone. And this nigga said he at the shop. Well, long story short, he gets busted for that whole situation. And so my teacher like, and y'all never guess who it is. Yeah, all y'all didn't seen her. I'm like, is it such and such? Well, you know, that one chick, because we don't know their names. Shit, we just now meet them. I'm like, is it that one chick? Like, no. I never get it. I'm like, is that one? So, you know, everybody else throwing in their bids. Is that one chick? It's like, no. All y'all off. So we're like, man, fuck it. Tell us. He tells us who the chick is. And it's this big, black ass, burly, gorilla looking, about to fall off of the side of the cliff, knee six hamburger eating. Man, this bitch was fried, bro. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Now, mind you, when we met the bitch, I'm sorry, Monsters Radio, for calling her a bitch, but when we met the chick, she was pregnant.
So wait, she
Yeah, I don't know. Yes. Now, I don't know if she's pregnant by the barber or not, but it's just like, wow. So, no, Mr. Wig will not be caught up in that one. Though, sirree, Bob, that is not my job.
You know what? You got us with that story last week with the Amish. Now you're talking about somebody that's big, black, and ugly as ever. Like they Notorious Big, may he rest in heaven, little sister or something.
Hey.
Huh?
You are. All right. Hold on. I'm going to try to put Kim on mute for a second. You wrong. She said, Biggie Smalls. Little sister. That was just wrong. Big shout out to Notorious family. I think else too. Why? Yeah, the feedback's coming from me too, so I'll try to keep mine quick. I think why else too, because it's like their situation. A lot of moms come in there with their kids trying to get their hair did. They might got some problems at home. Now here go this dude hooking her little son up, or, you know what I mean, giving them a nice little tight fade. You dig? I mean, yeah, it happens. It happens. Shit. Ask the cable guy. A lot of women be like, hey, cable guy, hook me with a couple of extra channels. It is what it is. You dig? But, hey, could that be part of it, Mr. Wig? Sometimes them ladies be coming in there with their kids and just be window shopping.
You know what? I'd have to say that ding, 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 ding. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what he told me it was. He was like, man, he's like, I'm trying to tell y'all, because he married, you know, and I ain't gonna lie, his wife is, you know, she's bad, you know. I'm like, hey, that's what's up. They're a power couple. And I'm like, he like, well, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all better be careful. Like, they, I'm telling you, because he was talking about that chick. He's like, I'm telling you, man, he was faithfully leaving the shop. Going to bust her out and woo 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 woo. Yeah.
That pound cake was good stuff.
Must have been, because if you're in a power couple and you're going to run off with a woolly mammoth, I mean, damn, bro, you already got the bread. You got the fried chicken at the crib.
See, E-Monster. Hold up, E-Monster. Hold up. Now, I'm about to be petty. That's how the Bible got all twisted up. Misinterpretation. I ain't say nothing about the barber and his wife being the power couple. Where your ears at?
Oh, my bad. I think what you said. My bad.
I said the power couple was my teacher and his wife.
My bad.
Hey, but you know what? Players fuck up. Players fuck up. You know.
You know, you allow one fuck up today. Real talk. You know.
No, I know it is. I'm just, you know, I'm out of a relationship not too long ago, and I'm still in my feelings. You dig? Yeah, it is.
Right.
What it is. I'm gonna put myself back on mute before I get fired.
Okay, but wait though. Wait. I got to go off subject for this one because what I'm about to say, Lord have mercy, been on my mind since I heard it, Jesus. Y'all go ahead and get ready. So I was talking to one of my little, you know, one of my little peoples or whatever, and he goes on, I asked him, I said, so you get your hearing aid? He said, yeah. I said, okay. He said, I can hear every motherfucking thing. He said, I can hear every fucking thing. He said, you better not be talking about me down the street and around the corner. I can hear that motherfucking shit. So I'm like, okay. Then he goes on to tell me that his hearing aid also works as a Bluetooth. I'm like, huh? I say, so your hearing aid, you can actually...
Hey, I know the hearing aid you're talking about. I'm going to fuck you up. You use an Apple phone, don't you?
It is not me. No, it is. It's a real hearing aid.
I know. But to make it work, you use an Apple phone. I think I know what hearing aid he got. That motherfucker is bionic.
Okay, I had never heard of that until today. So I said, so you mean tell me all you got to do is tap your damn ear and you can answer your phone? He said, yeah, the lady programmed my hearing aid from her laptop. He was like, I got some good shit. I was like, well, I guess the fuck you do. What they going to come out with next? Just like Cat Williams said, you tap your tongue and answer your fucking phone.
Hey, that motherfucker's real. I'm telling you, how I know is because we take the calls for the orders for that at my job. That when I read about it, I was like, wait a minute. So this mother could work an Apple phone, and yes, you can answer your telephone with that mug. I'm like, boy, it's like G.I. Joe type shit.
The bionic ear,
wow.
2017, ain't it?
Yep.
Right.
That's
what you call technology.
Technology gangster right there. Get it? So, hey, Kim, you should ask him, though. If he's a hearing impaired, you got to have a hearing aid. If he listens to a song and he's grooving to it, he really likes it. Does that make it a death jam? Don't judge
you
me.
You so motherfucking petty.
Don't judge me. Tonight. Is it too soon? I'm going to put myself on mute, and then we'll let Kim do shout-outs, and then we'll let Mr. Wig with 2 G's, and we'll go ahead and cap it off.
Okay, I got to give it up to God, because without him, none of this nor us will be here. Give it up to E-Monster and Monster Us with a U.S. and a Ra Radio. Don Wig, Mr. Wig with 2 G's. Got to give it up to my son. I love him to death. Love, love, love him. And I'm glad that my mother liked the Mother's Day present box that I sent her. I glued 2 feather boas on the outside of this box and sent it to her in the mail. Anyhow, amen and hallelujah. Thank you to the lady at the post office for helping me with my mom's Mother's Day gift. See y'all later. Love you. Good night. Don't drink and drive. Smoke and fly and have some chicken.
Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night. No. That's my dude, Russell Simmons, Jim Comedy. But check this out, man. Right. I want to give a shout out, you know, first of all, to the Most High, definitely. I have to agree with you on that one, Kim. And shout out to Boston Radio, you E-Monster, man. You know, you've been doing it for years, bro. I don't know how many people actually, you know, take the time out and say thank you, you know what I mean? But I want to thank you, bro. Shout out to you, Mr. Electrified Kim. You know what I mean? See our ways, you know, keep it real with your boy. Shout out to my family, my sons, you know what I mean, my brother.
And definitely shout out to myself. I don't never shout myself out, goddamn you. Dude, but
that's all right, hey, you gotta do that. You gotta do that. You gotta do that. So, all right, y'all, you know how we do it. I gotta put everybody else on mute. So, hey, everybody out there that's listening on the computer, say it yourself. Say it with me. God is good. That's right. That's right. All the time. So, don't forget, tune in to monsterusradio.com 24/7, 365. You can find a 24-hour stream. It's the only online radio where you can fast forward, skip a song, or go back, replay it over and over. New thing with interactive radio. We're the only one doing it. So hopefully I'll get my credits for it. So let's see. What else? Let's see. Don't forget about Rep My City Day coming up here June 10th. I will be DJing half the night, and I will have a vendor's table up. So make sure you guys make it out for that if you're in the Twin Cities. Also, I got a couple other events coming up. I'm going to try to get all my co-hosts together, and we just going to jam it out with a real event. So let's see. Matter of fact, this one right here is going to go out to a listener. If I can find it here, this one's going to go out to a listener in Tennessee. But hold on. Let me find this song right quick. She's kind of a youngin'. She goes by the name Aaliyah. This right here is for you. I know you like this one, and you heard it on Monsters Radio. This is Kiki taught me do it. Turn it up. Monsters Radio Live, all day, every day. It's going to be a monster this summer. DJ E Monster. You dig?
Yes, ma'am. Kiki taught me how to do it.